The following is a home program on Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 6, text number 19, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on May 24th, 2009, in Montrachet, Mauritius.
So, tonight we're reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 6, text number 19. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Yata dipo nivatasto
nengate sopamasmrita
yogino yajatittasya
yunjato yogamatmana.
As a lamp in a windless place does not waver, so the transcendentalist, whose mind is controlled, remains always steady in his meditation on the transcendent self. Purport. A truly Krishna conscious person, always absorbed in transcendence, in constant, undisturbed meditation on his worshipable Lord, is as steady as a lamp in a windless place.
Tandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapara Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Shcha.
Usually when we light a lamp, we see it moving a little bit, you see. Because usually there's a little bit of wind going on, motion of the air. But just imagine a candle that's in a completely windless place, you see. It's absolutely still. Doesn't waver even, you know, one millionth of a centimeter. Very, very perfectly still place, you see. So that is the mind of the transcendentalist. How does one achieve this state of mind? You have to see the hand of Krishna in everything.
Yamang pashyati sarvatra sravang chamai pashyati tasyaham na pranashyami satchamena pranashyati.
For one who sees me in everything and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. One has to see the hand of Krishna in everything. If something goes very nicely, you should not think, oh, I deserved this. You should think, this is Krishna's mercy upon me, even though I'm such a sinner. And something goes bad, it's like sometimes so many things go wrong, you see, in our life. When things go bad, we should think, oh, Krishna is favoring me. He's burning off the reactions from my past sins. He's blessing me that I become more serious about Krishna consciousness. He's helping me to realize even more that this material world is simply a place of misery. As long as we have even the slightest tinge of a desire to enjoy this material existence,
we will not be able to go back to Godhead. So it's very, very essential that one becomes completely convinced that this material world is no fit place for a gentleman to live. Not a fit place. There's so many difficulties here. You see? Of course, the pure devotee, he doesn't mind those difficulties. He sees them as a blessing. He gets to utilize them in Krishna's service. He never takes any difficulty as a curse. He takes every difficulty as a blessing of God. So that's how we can advance in Krishna consciousness. We have to see everything as Krishna's mercy. Not think, oh, what's wrong with Krishna? Doesn't he realize what a good devotee I am? Why is he putting me through this difficulty? You see? As soon as you find fault with Krishna, what does that do? Qualifies you to stay here and suffer in the material world. Don't find fault with Krishna. It's the biggest mistake you can ever make. Don't ever find fault with Krishna. Find the fault with yourself. That's the key. Don't blame it on the other devotees. Don't blame it on the prime minister. Don't blame it on the weather or the economy. Don't blame your difficulties on anyone except yourself. That's the key. As soon as you own up, as soon as you take the responsibility for whatever difficulties you're experiencing as a reaction for your past sinful activities, then your mind can become peaceful. Then you can go with the flow of Krishna's mercy instead of trying to fight against him. That flow of Krishna's mercy will take you back to home, back to Godhead. You have to train yourself to go with that flow of Krishna's mercy, not to fight against it. Swimming upstream is very difficult. You have to be a very powerful swimmer to go upstream. But if you just go with the natural flow of the river, you see, then it's very easy to get to that place where the river is going. So we have to get in that river of Krishna's mercy and just allow ourselves to be carried along by his mercy. We have to have full faith in Krishna. Even if things aren't going the way I think they should be going, even if I'm facing one catastrophe after another catastrophe after another catastrophe, I should see that somehow Krishna has arranged this for my purification, for my enlightenment, for my upliftment, for my deliverance from material existence. We have to have complete faith in Krishna. That is called Krishna consciousness. That is the name of our society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Being a Krishna conscious means you don't find fault with Krishna. Why he did this to me, why he let this happen? No, that is not Krishna consciousness. That is material consciousness. Krishna consciousness means that whatever arrangement Krishna makes, that I gratefully accept as his mercy upon me. Gratefully accept him. You will not find this material world as always an easy place. But it becomes easy when you see the hand of Krishna at every step. It becomes easy. So all you have to do is train yourself to see the Krishna at every step by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And then you'll become delivered from the cycle of birth and death. Then all the agony and the pain and the misery that you go through here in this world, it will just be like a dream. You wake up from a nightmare. It's a nightmare. Sometimes the material life is a nightmare. You become fully Krishna conscious. You just wake up, oh, it was only a dream. I wasn't really that body. I wasn't really a Mauritius man or woman, or American man or woman. I wasn't really this or that. It wasn't me. I was dreaming that I was Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. Such-and-so. It's just a dream. We'll wake up and realize, Jivara Sarupa Hoi Krishnara Nityanath. I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. And I have a role in his divine lila in the spiritual world. My role is to do this or to do that. You see? We don't have to worry about money or, you know, educating our kids or anything in the spiritual world. Everything is perfect. You just serve Krishna with complete absorption. Complete ecstasy of love of God. That's the spiritual world. There's no anxieties about anything. So how do we qualify ourselves to go there? We have to see everything as Krishna's mercy. That's the key. And then everything will become enlightened for us. Gnena tu tada jnanam yesham nashitam atmanaha tesham vaditya bhav jnanam prakashayati tatparam. You know that verse? Yeah. When one is enlightened with that knowledge by which nescience is destroyed, Bhagavad Gita 4:38, then his knowledge reveals everything as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. In the dark night, it's very confusing, especially if there's no moonlight. Dark, cloudy night. No way to see your way around. If you're out in the forest somewhere, it's very difficult. With no flashlight, no lantern. In the forest, with no moon and no stars, there's a cloud cover. Pitch black, you can't see anything. How you can make your way through the forest at night? It's impossible. You'd be running into branches, tripping over rocks. You might even step off the edge of a cliff. You wouldn't even know it. You see? It's so dangerous thing. But when the sun comes up in the morning, then you can see everything very clearly. You have no problems at all. You'll realize, oh, in the night I was just going in circles, trying to get my way out of the wilderness. But now that the light has come, I can immediately see the pathway back to the civilization. So you simply have to live your life in devotion to Krishna. And then that sign of spiritual enlightenment will rise within your heart. And you'll see everything clearly. You know how to do everything perfectly. How to be a perfect husband, perfect wife, perfect parent, perfect child, you see, perfect student, perfect businessman, perfect employee. When you become Krishna conscious, you realize how to connect everything with Krishna. Everything you're doing, you connect it with Krishna. Yad karoshi yadashnasi yajdahosi dadasiyan yattapashashi kaunteya tat kadushva madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, as well as whatever austerities you may perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering unto me. And that is Krishna consciousness movement. So we're encouraging you all to become fully absorbed in this Krishna consciousness movement 24 hours a day. At home, at work, in the commute, at the temple, wherever you may be. Be fully absorbed in this Krishna consciousness movement. And if you do, your country will become the leading country on this planet. The people of Mauritius can all take Krishna consciousness very seriously. You'll become the ideal nation on this planet, and all the world leaders will come here to learn how to make their countries like Mauritius. It's up to you to become Krishna conscious. You have a very good facility. Prabhupada personally came here and blessed this place with his lotus feet. On the invitation of the government. You see, that's the only country in the world where the government invited Prabhupada to come. This is a very special country. So you should take advantage of your Mauritian birth and make this whole island Krishna conscious. If Mauritius becomes completely Krishna conscious, the whole world will be impacted by it. You will no longer feel like you're a remote island out in the middle of the Indian Ocean. You'll feel like you're the center of the whole world. Everybody will be coming here. The President of the U.S., the Prime Minister of England, everyone will be coming here to learn how to make their countries perfect by seeing Mauritius. So you have to make Mauritius perfect by making everyone Krishna conscious here. So I can ask if there's any questions. Have a question back then.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. So during the process that of Krishna consciousness, that somebody is practicing, sometimes doubt arises. So the question is, why do we have doubt and how to counteract the effect of doubt?
Doubts come because you're still attached to being the enjoyer. You haven't realized that that's an artificial position. Not you, but all of us. Yeah. We haven't realized that, of course that includes you too. Right? All of us, yes. We haven't realized yet that we are servants. We still have this lingering hope that we're the supreme enjoyers. We're attached to the idea of being the center of enjoyment. It's this very stubborn attachment. And therefore we're doubtful. And we hear that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. So the remedy is that one has to get transcendental experience, get experience of transcendental bliss. We haven't sufficiently tasted Krishna consciousness yet. That's why we still have doubts. We've only gotten a superficial taste and superficial understanding of Krishna consciousness. We haven't gotten a deep understanding and a deep taste yet. You see, that's the problem. So all you have to do is deepen your understanding and deepen your taste. Understanding comes by reading Prabhupada's books, by hearing senior devotees preaching. You see, that's how you get understanding. You should try to increase your understanding. It's very good you've asked a question, because that's how you increase understanding, by inquiring. You're doing the right thing to get free from doubt. You see? So by increasing the understanding through inquiring, submissive inquiries, and by getting a deeper taste of Krishna consciousness, by focusing more intensely on our japa, you see, and being careful to avoid all the offenses, all the namaparadha. By those two things, reading and chanting, quality reading and chanting, then all the doubts will go away. And you can always request Krishna and his doubt-killing lila. He is called Madhusudana by Arjuna, because Arjuna wanted him to kill the demons of doubt within his heart. So we can beg Madhusudana, we can call Krishna by that name, the name that Krishna, Arjuna, I mean, invoked to get his own demons of doubt destroyed.
Question in Creole, and you answer in Creole, so that some guests can
Hindi.
In Creole,
Creole. Yes. Yeah, we can have a Creole translator. Who's the Creole translator here?
Yes. Some of us perhaps may. Not
who are the Creole speakers here? Creole.
Okay, let Prabhu translate the question.
I'm just curious. Who is Creole speakers?
Donc, ce qui est question qui me suis posée, c'est qui. Dans la voie de spirituelle, parfois une dimoune, il y a un doute. Est-ce que ça qui vaut plus faire, les vrais ça qui vaut plus faire? Voilà. Prabhupada deux dimensions lumière. Laisse-moi essayer par ici, laisse-moi essayer par le côté, laisse-moi essayer par le côté. Alors, question qui me pose Maharaj, et qui fait nous gagner ma doute? Et deuxièmement, qui nous vise à faire pour empêcher toute bindole? Alors, Maharaj répond, qui fait nous gagner doute? Parce que quand tu fais sa procédure-là, ne pas plus faire sérieusement. C'est-à-dire, par exemple, Maharaj dit, quand tu fais nous mal, quand tu fais méditation, le Krishna, mais ne pas plus faire avec l'esprit concentré. Ça, c'est un point. Et c'est pourquoi il parfois un doute arrivé dans le ciel. Deuxièmement, le Maharaj peut expliquer, mais comment capable un djimoun qui peut engager dans la voie de spirituel, comment il est capable d'éviter sa doute-là? Alors, Maharaj nous donne des solutions. C'est qu'il nous plus sérieux dans la vie spirituelle. Et deuxièmement, nous lire. Lire le matin, lire Bhagavad Gita, pratique dans la case. Allez.
Next question.
In Goshas, we have different religions. So we have Hindu, Muslim, Chinese. So is it possible that in Goshas we can convert everybody to become Krishna consciousness? Is it the right path? Or do we have to realize that we are different paths? So God is the same.
What do you think?
I'm saying there are so many religions, Hindu, Muslim, Chinese, in Goshas.
What?
Hindu, Muslims, Chinese,
yeah.
They have their own religion too. Should they all become Krishna conscious? If I make wrong... So if they're supposed to be... Because there is God, is only one. So should they all become Krishna conscious or why?
Can they become?
Yeah, should they.
Can they all become Krishna conscious? Is that the question? Krishna consciousness is not another religion. Krishna consciousness is the essence of religion. We never say that God can only be called Krishna. God has unlimited name. We are teaching religion in its pure form. Before man polluted it with so many sectarian misconceptions. You understand? Religion is one, to become a lover of God. This is not another religion. We are teaching, Sanatan Dharma is the pure essence of religion. A Christian can be a Sanatan Dharmi, a Hindu, a Muslim, anyone can become a Sanatan Dharmi by giving up all sin and purely engaging in the service of God. You see?
Donc, question qui est pour vous, monsieur, vous avez posé, c'est qu'il Maurice, nous avons différents types de religions. Il y a musulman, il y a chrétien, il y a même les autres. Est-ce qu'il est possible qu'ils aient tous une Krishna conscious ou bien il y a plusieurs qualités de chemin? Alors, Maharaj me répond que le bhakti qui est préconisé par Bhagavad Gita n'est pas une nouvelle religion, ça. C'est l'éternel, et n'importe qui s'en a capable prend sa Sanatana Bhagavana, c'est-à-dire les religions éternelles, et les pratiquer, et les peint un nouveau quitteuse, ou elle crée un nouveau qualité de religion. Ça qui existait, et en permanence, n'importe qui s'en a un musulman qui a appris, qui a pratiqué Sanatana Dharma, un chrétien qui a pratiqué, ou n'importe qui n'a appliqué dans les autres cas de foi.
Louder, please.
They become Sanatana Dharma or they are already Sanatana?
Everyone is already the eternal servant of God. That's a thing. They just have to realize it. That's all.
So, if I understand properly, if I'm a Muslim, I should continue to pray my Allah.
So if he understands God, if he is a Muslim, then he should pray to Allah.
Yes, everyone should. For some, a Muslim, he should become a pure devotee of Allah. That's true. Allah is another name for Krishna, actually. It is another name for Krishna.
God is infinite. His name is infinite.
God is infinite. His name and his form is infinite.
He can have several names.
I should put my hearing aids in.
because his group said I wasn't trying to cut conflict, so.
So
God is infinite, and so his names are infinite.
Krishna has unlimited names, that's right. Any name, Prabhupada explains that any name of the Supreme Lord from the revealed scriptures we can accept as bona fide. Now that doesn't mean that they can kill cows and things like that, although, you see. Lord Chaitanya had a debate with Shankazi on this point. He said, what sort of religion is this that you kill your mother? He challenged the Muslim magistrate. And the magistrate realized that Lord Chaitanya was right. And he joined Lord Chaitanya's movement. So there is, you know, it's not that in the name of Jesus or Allah you can kill cows, you know, eat meat. One has to give up sinful life.
So you can follow any path, but you have to be in the law of nature. You should not kill, because we can't create, so you can't kill.
What's he saying?
So what he's saying in essence.
So there is possibility of having different paths.
Different paths is a man-made conception. There's only one path, the path of love of God. Man has divided that one path by his own material conceptions. There's actually one path, to become a pure lover of God. That's the one path. If you can, anyone who becomes a pure lover of God, we accept him as our guru. It doesn't matter whether he's a Hindu, a Christian, a Muslim, or a Buddhist, or a Jew. Pure love of God, that is the standard. See, this idea of different paths is a madman conception. The path is one. Krishna says, "Ye yata mang prapadyante tang tataya bhajamyaham." Everyone follows my path in all respects, Asana Prita. Difficulty is some are going in the opposite direction in that path. In the Kali Yuga, everyone's going the wrong direction. See, we're just trying to get people to. Everybody's already on the path, the Krishna path, but they're going the wrong way, deeper into sense gratification. Religion. Even the Bible says you cannot have God and mammon both. You can't have material sense gratification and love of God both. And the modern day religionists, they want to have sense gratification and God too. But that is a concoction. That's not taught by any of the great gurus. You have to become completely free from material sense gratification and fully absorbed in serving God 24 hours a day. That is the one path. The one path taught by all the great prophets and incarnations and messiahs.
So if I am Krishna, I am a Christian, what am I for?
If someone's a Christian?
If he's a path of a Christian, should I become a Christian?
You are a Christian?
No. If I am.
If you were, okay. Well, Christ is the pure devotee of Krishna. He says, I am the Son of God. In the Bible, he says, I am the Son of God. And in the Gita, Krishna says, I am God the Father. So what's the conflict? Father and the Son. What is the difficulty? We accept the divinity of Christ. He's a pure devotee of Krishna.
Does this mean that I should continue to be a Christian?
Isn't it that he should continue to be a Christian?
And get my Godhead.
We have no objection if you remain Christian, but become perfect Christian. Stop killing the cow. Even the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. Huh?
I don't do it.
Yeah, but if you pay McDonald's to do it for you, you're also guilty.
No, but I am not eating also.
You're not. You're a vegetarian.
Yeah.
So is he really? He's playing devil's advocate now. He's a real Christian.
He's my brother.
Huh?
He's my brother.
Is he a Christian or he's just playing devil's advocate? He is a Christian. He's not.
He's playing a devil's.
A devil. Okay. All right. I just want to know. I don't want to step on your toes if you're really a Christian.
You have to build unity. That's why I'm asking questions. You have too many religions. It's very complex, this situation.
I'll be happy to go into full detail. Let me understand further what he's asking.
He is saying that Mauritius is a multicultural country.
Yeah.
Okay, we have
right.
Muslim, Christian.
Every country. Every country.
They say that we want to unite all these people together. So as the country also will benefit. Instead of dividing these people.
Yes, you have to unite them on the common platform of love of God. We don't say they have to call God Krishna. If they want to call God Christ, we have no objection. That's also a name for God. But we say we should all come together on this principle of developing pure love for God. If they want to do it as a Christian or a Muslim, we have no objection. But we all have to agree on this common principle of developing pure love for God. That we have to agree on.
Love is God.
No. God is loving. Love is not a person.
Love
is something that a person does. Love is not a person. You can't say God is love. No. God is loving. You see, love is something that people do. Love is not a person. It's something that persons do. You understand? If I said we have a beautiful wife, you know, you may be married already, but let's say someone says, we picked out a wonderful wife for you. Now we're going to marry you to love, you know. Where is she? Well, she's wherever.
This is not love. This is love.
You know what I mean?
This is not love.
Love is not a person. It's something that persons do. If I say, I'm going to marry you to love, well, where is she? Well, she's not a person. She's just a thing, an abstraction. You see, God is not love. God is loving. Love exists because God is very kind. That's why. But love, not to say God is love, that's a mistake. That's not correct philosophy. Many people say that, but that's an impersonal understanding. God is not impersonal. God is a person who gives love. That is correct. To say God is love, no. Love is what you exchange with God. Love is what binds the devotee, is the binding between the devotee and the Lord. It's not the Lord himself. It's the binding force between the Lord and the devotee. That is love. To say God is love is incorrect.
So if I am a Christian, I should continue to pray my prayers and give up that love to my God. See, if he is a Christian, he has to continue to love his God.
You should fully love God. Don't approach God to fulfill your material desires. You approach God to fulfill his desires. That is actual love of God. Otherwise, it's love of material desires. Oh, dear Lord, I love you so much. Give me money. Give me honey. Give me this. Give me that. Give me, give me, give me. That's not love of God. Nothing in return? That's love, yes. I just want to, like Christ said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. Just wanting to give service, that is real love. That's right. That's pure love. That's right. You have properly understood. Yeah. Very good.
One, you can elaborate on this point clearly. Everybody here, we have the propensity to love and we have the propensity to serve.
You can't separate them, really. Yeah. You really love means service and service means love.
Yeah.
You can't separate them. Love without service is not genuine love.
Yes.
I love you, but I won't serve you? No, that means you're just trying to take advantage in the name of love. Love means service and service means love. If you love someone, you'll serve them. If you don't love them, you won't serve them. You want them to serve you. Say, I love you, I love you. Now serve me. That's cheating. I love you so much. Now serve me. That's cheating. Real love means I want to serve you without any thought of return. That is love.
But also, the love is not that I want to serve you my way.
Love means I want to please you. Not that you have to accept my service. You wanted milk, but I'm bringing you water instead. You have to accept it because I love you. No. Love means serving the way the person wants to be served, the way that will please him.
So, that's right. So if the Christian loves the Lord, then they will do what the Lord asking them.
That's right.
What they do want it.
Exactly.
They change the scripture.
That's right. Bible says, thou shalt not kill. So that means they will stop killing. If they want to eat meat, let the animals die a natural death by nature's way. But no more slaughterhouse.
No, this happens everywhere in all scriptures. Men change scriptures. That's why God has been calling it every time.
He said, in all scriptures, men have misinterpreted it. And because of this, that God has to come back every time.
The men have the what?
Men have has a
change.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's the scriptures.
That's why great acharyas come and they give commentary in the scriptures so we can properly understand. That's why Prabhupada wrote his books, so we can properly understand the meaning of scripture. Because our tendency is to twist the scriptures around our own material attachments. Just like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I am that sex which is not contrary to religious principle. That means when you follow religious principles, then that sex is spiritual. But they can twist it. Oh, I am sex, and which is not against religious principles. That all sex is Krishna.
Not only that, they also twist it in the way that if somebody is married, they can go on having sex because it's a religious sex.
Yeah, that's right. Any other question?
Just to translate the topic that you are
addressed
in the beginning. Maharaj s'est dit au départ qu'il y a beaucoup de problèmes pour qu'on ait une difficulté. Et là, il arrive un moment où on met en doute Krishna, si pas il est d'accord avec nous. Donc, Maharaj s'est dit que confiance totale avec Krishna, on est bonté. Et bon Dieu, mais tout devant une difficulté. Parmi nous, chacun à un moment donné, nous traversons devant un moment difficile. Ou quand nous ne pouvons pas devant un moment difficile, nous gagnons une difficulté. Alors, ça va une difficulté-là, Krishna met nous à l'épreuve. Et ça va une difficulté-là, c'est en même temps, nous pouvons payer un peu, nous ban post-karma. Hein, nous, ça qui nous traverse. Alors, nous devons payer, alors, ça nous met nous à l'épreuve. Et puis, nous subissons ça avec l'amour, avec service au Krishna, plus il pourra renforcer nous et plus il pourra mettre nous plus pour avec Krishna. On dit ça qui fait la question de la poser.
If we are not allowed to kill, killing is forbidden.
For aggressive killing is forbidden, but not in defense. Defensive killing is allowed.
But when Krishna urges Arjuna to fight,
that was defensive killing. They usurped the kingdom. If someone comes to takes over your house, don't you have a right to protect yourself? Someone comes to your house and says, okay, get out of this house. They stick a gun in your face, say, get out of this house. We're taking over your house. Now get out. Don't you have a right to do something to keep your house? Yeah. So that's what the Pandavas were doing on Krishna's order. They were the rightful heirs of the kingdom, and these rascals had usurped it and tried to murder them so many ways. Krishna appealed for peace, but they didn't accept it. That was under Krishna's direct order also. Violence used in the service of God, that is not material, that is spiritual. But you cannot concoct it. It has to be a direct order from Krishna or from the pure devotee. Actually, in this yuga, that is not our dharma. That was in this yuga, we killed the demoniac mentality by Sankirtan movement. Lord Chaitanya was going to kill those demons, Jagai and Madai. But Lord Nishananda begged him. He said, my dear Lord, everyone is of the caliber of these fellows in this age. If you kill them, you'll have to kill everybody, so you better spare them. So in this age, Krishna comes not for killing business, but to kill the demoniac mentality in the heart by spreading this Nama Sankirtan movement. That is the killing in Kali Yuga. That was the previous yuga, Dwarpa Yuga, when Krishna was ordered Arjuna to kill. We don't have such an order in the Kali Yuga. We'd have to kill everyone. It's not practical. We have to become super terrorists and go around shooting everyone. And we have to shoot ourselves too, because we're also demons. So everybody would be dead. It's no use in killing in this age. Better just to chant Hare Krishna and let everyone become purified.
Some books to be disputed.
Yes.
Okay. It is fine.
You're selling some books?
Distributing some books.
You're not selling them?
No. No.
You're giving them free?
I bought it from Scan.
Everyone should give some donation. He's giving you a gift of these books. He's paid from his own pocket. So now everyone should give a donation so he can give out more books to more people.
What books are these?
Nectar of Instruction and Scientific, all these Krishna consciousness, BBT books. So everybody should give a donation.